8:22 exactly. It's Wednesday morning. Journey, rather appropriately, Don't Stop Believing, and coming up in just a moment. First of all, welcome to the studio, Adam Phillips, our newsreader and manager of Warrington Town FC, Sean Reid. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, gents.
How are you?
Flying.
It's buzzing right now. The whole town is buzzing for Warrington Town FC.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. I mean, the way it took off, and I mean, all along this FA Cup journey, they've been absolutely magnificent, and hey, long may it continue for me.
So you've got this trip up to Gateshead at the weekend. Now, this is not by any means your second match in the FA Cup. A lot of people might be thinking, you know, the first one was the big game that was on telly the other week, that fantastic 1-0 win. But, of course, your journey in the FA Cup, the level that your team are at, starts a lot sooner. When was your first FA Cup game this season?
I think I was about 32 when we started. It seems that long ago. I think we played about 9 games, so it's way back in August. I think the prelim game starts. So it's been a long journey, but a very enjoyable one. And we aim to make it to continue, because we've got this belief amongst us, and I suppose you can see it in me. I mean, keep a lid on it's difficult. We are going places, and we're going to continue to.
I remember watching you on the TV, you know, in the build up to the game against Exeter, and when the credits were rolling, that bit with you speaking and stuff, with that sort of speech, and it just sent shivers down my spine. And it's sort of something that you can use for this match as well, isn't it? It's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I hope them shivers wasn't because of my face, but
tingles.
No, it's an inspirational speech that it just come to me. I did it 3 days before with the TV camera. I was in the dressing room by myself, a cameraman and a producer, and he's saying to me, listen, this is the first time I've ever been doing this, and he's going to me, try and make it real. And I was thinking, I'm here with two fellas in my dressing room trying to be inspirational. It's not happening, do you know what I mean? But it came across great. Yeah. And even me, you know, the goal scorer, Robbo, he just said we should play it before every game, because it just did something to us. And it's something we believe in now. And that's the biggest word I keep believing. It's saying, believe. There's nothing you can't achieve when you go with things together as a unit. Just believe.
I just want to ask, by the way, when did you find out you were going to be on the telly? What was the lead up to that? Because I mean, this is when all the hype's really kicked in. Warrington Town are going to be on BBC on the weekend, big FA Cup game against Exeter City. The build up to that. What was the story behind that? Because I only found out about it about a day or two before.
We found out a bit earlier, but it was when we went to the draw, and they gave us an inclination that we might be on, because it was a possible giant killer. And I looked around to say to my chairman, you know, we could be on. And as I picked him up off the floor with the smile on his face, I think then we realised that it was going to be something big. And it was from that point on, it started to build, and you could feel the momentum. And that's when we started to believe we could do this. I mean, we had no right to beat Exeter. It's just something within the football club, within the town. The people of the town have been brilliant.
Can you just describe, like, since then, what's the effect been on the town and the club since you beat Exeter then?
Well, I can't go into a shop now. I went shopping in Warrington and I got mocked. I couldn't believe it. But it's been brilliant. I mean, the players, everyone, I mean, the whole football club's had a massive lift for the aim for the football club, because what do you want to do is become a football league club. And that's not beyond the dreams, because that's what football's all about, dreams.
Certainly not with the funding that's now coming in as a result.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the funding, and I hope the chairman's listening, because that rice bill hasn't appeared in my pay packet.
there's certainly money coming in, there's TV money coming in, there's gate receipts, obviously, that the popularity is now kicking in. This is fantastic. I can't wait for the game this weekend. It's 8:37, we've got a very special song to play, rather appropriately, because Sean Reid, the manager of Warrington Town FC, is in with us in the studio this morning. Morning, Sean.
Morning.
A couple of things then, a few questions that have been coming in to us here at YRFM. Thank you very much for your tweets. Footy Wire Rob, first of all, asks on Twitter at YRFM, question for Reedy: what impact can the fans have on Sunday? Hashtag Sean Reid's Barmy Army.
They are Barmy. Our supporters, especially the away supporters, have been outstanding. Wherever we go, we in our league games, we tend to take more than the home teams have. I mean, they are outstanding. And what part can they play? People go on about things, and it's a cliche in football about the 12th man and all that. They have been absolutely inspiring.
How does that make you feel that 1,000 tickets have been sold for the away trip to Gateshead? That must be absolutely incredible.
Well, it just shows the belief, and I can't say more than that. Listen, it's a great momentum, and it's a great build. People can't underestimate what they do for us.
Johnny Howarth tweeted, he says, if you drew a Premier League side in the third round, should you get there, of course, would you prefer home or away? Away for the experience and the money, or home to cause an upset?
I'd probably take an easy one, like Liverpool at Anfield. Or something like
that. Says the Everton fans. Fan.
I'll be getting buried later. No, listen, the football club, it's a dream. It's a dream for everyone in the town of football club. We'd take any Premier League side away from home. Of course we would. And you never know. This game can shock you all the time.
So, by the way, speaking of the whole Liverpool-Everton thing, your brother Peter obviously played for Everton. He supported Liverpool as a lad, didn't he? And yeah. He ended up switching, of course.
Unfortunately, my mum must have dropped him on his head when he was a baby, and he didn't really get a sense till he signed for it. But he eventually came round to our way of thinking, and he ended up being a true blue.
Didn't do so badly, did he?
He did okay for an old geezer. He did it very well.
And Frosty2805 on Twitter has tweeted both yourself and us, Sean. She says if it was possible to sign any player, past or present, this is a big question, this, any player past or present for Warrington Town, who would it be? Come on, the yellers.
I'm just firstly and foremostly, I'm just glad it's a sensible question from Ed anyway. So that's one thing. No, I think if you look back in Warrington's history, I think a friend of mine who's manager at Telford now, Liam Watson, was very successful at Warrington Town. So I suppose if we could turn back the clock, I'd someone like him.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And if you could pick a world player, I mean, who's your favourite world player at the moment?
World player, who would have?
I mean, you've got Ronaldo, you've got Messi, you've got Suarez, you've got... there's so many.
So many.
Oh, you've got Aguero at City as well.
I think amazing. You can't look past Ronaldo, can you, for some football.
Wouldn't be a bad one at the end of his career, maybe, you know, winding down.
I'm sure the chairman could afford it now.
There's been a few quid coming in. Right, one more thing that I have to ask Sean after the farm all together now. We've given him a little tip-off as to what it is. He doesn't know exactly what it is, but we've given him a tip-off, and I'll tell you what it is if you don't know about it as well after the farm. It's 8:41. This is Wire FM. The farm and all together now. It is the proper, I suppose, original spirited football song, isn't it? Talking about obviously no man's land and all that Christmas Day back during the World War II, and that sort of spirit of, you know, just keeping on going and all that. It's a great song to have as your anthem.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it just epitomises everything I feel about football and about what our journey consists of. We believe and we're all together, and it's massive.
This is Sean Reid, manager of Warrington Town FC. Just in case you hadn't realised, he's been with us this morning. Thank you very much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
I can tell you are pumped for the weekend. Obviously, you've got a couple of days to go before you take the boys up to Gateshead. Midday kickoff. If you can't go to the match for whatever reason, you can watch it on BT Sport. They've got a big FA Cup weekend. But 1,000 fans, probably a lot more than that, are going to be going up for this weekend. I just want to ask you something before we go, OK? Now, you're aware, aren't you, of Wikipedia?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, Wikipedia being the sort of online encyclopedia, and Sean, you have your own page. Did you know this before today?
So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now the thing about Wikipedia is
By the way, I haven't read this for a long, long time, so I don't know what you're going to say.
Okay, Wikipedia is a kind of, you know, people can edit it to update information, etc. So Sean Reid, born in October 1965 in Highton, a former English footballer, played for Rochdale, Preston, etc., through to Lee RMI back in 2000. So it's got all the facts and figures. He's the current manager of Warrington Town, having formerly been in charge at Prescott Cables. And then the next line, he is often seen at Next in Prescott modelling a natty range of tight-fitting jumpers, usually in a pastel colour. Now, number one, is this true, Sean?
I think it's time for me to go. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. I'm going to batter my brother. That's got to be him. It's total lies. I've walked past that shop a couple of times, but I've got a Next jumper on.
Hang on. Do you mind? I've just checked the label. He's got a Next jumper on.
I just say it's a very smart-looking jumper.
It is a smart-looking jumper. It's not pastel, but it...
I'm glad I changed this morning. You'd have killed me.
Oh, that's brilliant. Listen, it's great to have you in a few days before such a big match. Obviously, should you win this, the third round, you're in dreamland then. But obviously, big game up at Gateshead. There are a few, four divisions, is it, above you in the Northern Premier?
Yeah, I think about 60, 65 places in the football pyramid above us. So it's a tester, but...
But they're lower than Exeter. So
yeah, I mean, you know, football's a leveller. The FA Cup's a leveller. The romance of the FA Cup, it just inspires people.